Welcome to this week's episode of The Art of Authenticity. I'm Laura Coe, your host, and thank you for tuning in. Today, I wanted to chat with you about a conversation I was having with a client. He was telling me that he was feeling really good this week, and we've been working together for about a year, and he had a lot of things he wanted to clear up in his life. He's like, I'm just feeling really good. And I said, great, you know, why? And I was excited to hear the news. And he said, well, I'm not suffering anymore. I don't know what to tell you. And I was sort of like, you know, I'm not sure that that's what I was hoping to hear. I was hoping to hear about maybe a breakthrough or just that his week had gone well. I was a little taken aback to hear that he said, I'm not suffering. But then we started chatting and I quickly caught up with his point. We've worked really hard on accepting that pleasure and pain are both fleeting, that pleasure, right? Having an ice cream cone, you guys have heard me chat about it, a dog wagging its tail. Those are pleasure points. It's hedonistic. It's wonderful, but it's fleeting. It can't stay. We can't live in a state of hedonistic pleasure. And likewise, pain, you know, I don't like to stub my toe on the table, nor do I like it when the things in my life are not going the way I'd like them to go, or, you know, somebody gets sick or something happens. I don't like having difficulty in my life, but equally, it's fleeting. Suffering is when you try to cling to the pleasure, or you try to, you know, keep the pain away. When you work actively to cling to pleasure and avoid pain is when you start to suffer. So we've worked really, really hard on that over a few weeks, a few months, and it just started to click. The interest in pushing away pain lessened. He was going through a lot of difficulty in his relationship, and he started to accept the difficulty. And, you know, he didn't like it, but he wasn't trying to get away from it. And he'd wake up and he'd say, okay, my day's not perfect. It's not what I'd like. I'm not happy about it, but I'm not going to try to fix it, control it, make it better, be the hero, you know, make things feel perfect. And in the action of just letting it be, he found a lot of stillness. He found a lot more space. He found a lot more calm, even though it was unpleasant. And then we started talking about pleasure, right? Like, even though pleasure points are exciting and fun, they don't last. And so they're really not all that they're cracked up to be. So when you start to navigate the pain and pleasure, and this is what all the spiritual books, the Yoga Sutras in particular, really talk about, Eastern philosophy, you stop suffering. And his point was, I've been suffering my whole life. I've been suffering with, you know, a sense, a deeper sense that something's always off, or I just want to feel better. And in accepting that you can't always feel good and that things can be off and that's okay, it stopped this dull, constant sense, this state of being of suffering, because you feel like you're not where you need to be and you feel like you need to fix things and make yourself better all the time. Or when things are going well, you want to hold on to it. And it's like very difficult to let go of a phase that's going well, or a night that's going well, or even a good conversation. It's like you want to suck all the pleasure out of it because you don't know when you'll get it again. When you stop doing that, you stop suffering. And so I was so excited to hear this, because if you can get off that pain pleasure hamster wheel and you can get to a place where you feel as if you're not suffering, you're not chasing these two things, and you can allow the natural sort of flow of the world to just happen, right, organically, that it's okay to have bad days. And likewise, like, it's okay for a great day to end because there will be more of them. When you're coming from a place where you don't have to feel some level of scarcity that the world isn't going to offer you or meet your needs again, then there's a bit of a dullness that happens, right? And he started saying, although I'm not suffering, I feel a little bit like, what's it all mean? If I'm not trying to be happy and I don't want to get rid of pain, like, I'm just kind of in this in-between space, right? And I said, that's contentment. That's just kind of being. That's that space between all of this high drama and low, low, right? Like, we want to live in these high moments, but then we get these really low ones and we don't like them. And that in between feels then slightly dulled out. And to me, it's like an addict, right? It's like somebody who's been living in a state of addiction, and then they get out into the world, and addicts talk about this, and the world feels numb. It feels dull. It feels less interesting. We aren't supposed to be in addictive highs, adrenaline highs, and then creating drama in these lows just to have more feeling in life. What if life is just a little bit in between? What if the lows come up and the highs come down and you live in a more stable state in the middle? Is that really enough for you? Or do you create these dramas to have more feeling in your life? For me, the answer became when I found something with meaning and purpose, when I found something that was deeply fulfilling to me in my life, in my relationships, in my career, then that replaced this need for the high and low and gave me the sense of fulfillment and meaning that was long-lasting and actually filled me up in a healthy way instead of chasing, you know, these really addictive up and down patterns that just wear you out, leave you with nothing but kind of a headache. So if you're listening to the client, I'm so glad that you had this experience. To anybody out there that's in the pain pleasure cycle, jump off the hamster wheel. Try to bring those pain moments up a little bit. Let them go. Say it's okay. It'll be over. Let them be fleeting. Let them run their course. Be patient. Don't try to fix it. And in those pleasure moments, it's okay for those two to go. You don't have to suck every moment of joy out of life. There'll be more. Try living in a little bit more contentment. See if it works. See if you have a need to stir it up. And in that need to stir it up, see if it depletes you or actually joy. Thanks again for tuning in. I hope you liked this week's episode. You can find out more about all the episodes at lauraco.com. And again, I appreciate each and every one of you. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. Hey, before you go, I have a quick question for you. Have you ever considered coaching? If you have no idea what coaching is, no worries. It's basically like a personalized workout program, but instead of doing 100 squats and a million sit-ups, you're working out your mind, your well-being, and your emotions. Coaching is about setting goals and taking action to create a life that's meaningful to you. As we navigate through life and ask ourselves the tough questions, what do I want? What makes me happy? How do I build a life that works for me? Just like we talk about on the podcast, how do I have success, but have success that's authentic and meaningful? In part, the tactics play a huge role. Setting goals, having priorities that make sense, and making sure you're organized with your lists. After running a company for 15 years, I help my clients with that all the time. But coaching takes it even further. We remove all that stuff, all those mental obstacles that get in your way when you're trying to make those tough life choices. If that sounds interesting to you, come on over to lauraco.com, click on the contact form and send me a note, or at the bottom of the homepage, you'll see a button where you can click and set up a call with me. Just like that, it's free. We'll chat, we'll find out what's going on and see if it makes sense for me to help you out. No strings attached. I hope to hear from you. And again, thank you so much for tuning in. I really value each and every one of you.